Amen. Welcome. Thank you for coming this morning. It's a blessing to have you here. At least so far it is, so don't blow it, and we'll continue to say it's a blessing, and this is a good place to be. It's wonderful when God's people come together to fellowship, and above all, to worship Him, to give our hearts, our praises, our lives to Him, and that's what we want today, to give Him our all. So may God bless our time together today, and thank you for coming. We meet tonight at 6 o'clock for evening service. We'll continue our study of Elijah. I hope you'll come join us. The men's choir practices at 5:30, right? So you men that are part of our little choir we have, 5:30 is our practice tonight. Wednesday night we meet at 7 o'clock. Our prayer meeting, Bible study, and truth trackers. This Saturday is a ladies' Bible fellowship. There's a note in your bulletin, ladies. Make sure you read that. There's information you need to know. And it's going to be earlier this Saturday, 9 o'clock instead of 9:30. So remember that, 9 o'clock. Don't show up at 9:30 and say, well, I didn't know you changed it. If you're here, you know it. Listen, and read, and you'll know it. It's in the bulletin. By the way, there's a book found in the office over here that you ladies used I don't think you're using it now. You are using it now. Brokenness, Surrender, Holiness. So if it's yours, it's up here. Come get it. We don't know how it ended up over there, but wanted you to be aware of that. The men's fellowship, our pizza fellowship, is on February 18th. And there's a sign-up sheet for that. So men, sign up so we know how much pizza to order. That'll help us out. The sign-up sheet is over here on the west side sound booth table. We're going to be showing the movie Sheffy in 3 weeks. That's Sunday, February 21st. We're including a time of fellowship afterwards. The movie is a little over 2 hours, so we're starting it at 5 o'clock. And then we'll be done by a little after 7, and we can have time for fellowship. So we're going to ask you to bring some lighter food, like sandwiches and things like that, whatever else that might. Little smokies, is that included? Whatever you want to bring. Just food and fellowship after the movie, and you're going to enjoy the movie. If you've not seen it before, you're in for a treat, I believe. We have Sunday school at 9:30. So come out earlier next week. There's a little note in the bulletin about the adult class and being studying eternal security. We had a good lesson on that this morning. We appreciate Jim Gay and his faithful teaching. We received a thank you card from Fred and Karen Spoon. And of course their granddaughter, Jordan Johnson, passed away recently. She was only 29 years old. They say, Pastor Post and congregation, we thank Pastor Post for the phone calls and prayers for us on the loss of our granddaughter, Jordan. We also want to thank the members of the congregation for the cards and concerns. This all has meant so much to us to help us through these sad days. God bless all of you in God's love, Fred and Karen Spoon. So we appreciate that so much. Lost and found. Somebody found a little key. It's a tiny key with a black head that was found out here right on in the west parking lot in the handicap parking area. So looks like a suitcase key to me, but I don't know. It's sure small. So come up. You can come get it if it's yours. Also, we have a February calendar in the bulletin. If there's a mistake in there, that would not surprise me one bit. In fact, I found a mistake in the bulletin, and I don't remember where it is now, but I don't think it was major. So there's always mistakes. But, what's that?
The men's pizza fellowship.
Oh, I said Tuesday evening. It's Thursday evening, isn't it? That might be another. I don't know. What's that?
We could beat both nights.
Oh, we could. I don't know. If February 18th is a Thursday evening, we'll go with that. So, anyway. I try to have mistakes in the bulletin, so it gives you something to do. And we give prizes for those who find the errors. So that way you'll read your bulletin, right? Anyway, let me know if we made a mistake on the calendar. Okay. Let's pray. Pray for our country. We need prayer. We need to pray for our president. Pray for his salvation. Pray he will lead us in a way according to Scripture. We know the administration we have now is going to be going to the left, in a very liberal direction, and may not be exactly what we would like to see. But remember, God is in control. Psalm 22:28, for the kingdom is the Lord's. He is governor, ruler of all nations. We read in Psalm 66:8, he ruleth by power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. And remember Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wills. Pray for Dorothy Meltzer's family. As many of you know that get my email, she passed away yesterday morning at 5 o'clock in the nursing home in Smith Center. So we knew she didn't have long to live, and she was ready to go to the Lord. She was 92 years old. So pray for Dorothy's son, Larry, who lives in Smith Center. Also her granddaughter, Monica, who lives in the Smith Center area. The funeral will be in Smith Center, in the Smith Center Funeral Home, this Friday at 10:30, and she'll be buried in Esmond. So appreciate your prayers for me as I have the service that morning. Pray for Roxy as she has her oral chemotherapy now. Doris's sister Diane, pray for her health needs, for Darlene Bergen and her medical condition. Continue to pray for Mick as he waits for a kidney, to get a kidney transplant. Appreciate you praying for Dean Elliott, who is going through chemotherapy for his cancer. And, other requests that you have, let's pray for one another, and that God will be glorified in our lives and we'll be faithful to serve him. A reminder, our offering goes in the offering plates in back. We don't pass our plates yet. One of these days we will again, maybe. But we're kind of doing all right with that. So with that, we have a special from Heidi and Missy. So thank you.